Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The Juneau Assembly last night voted to change the boundary of the city's historic district, clearing the way for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's proposed Walter Sobolev Center to be built as designed. The four-story, 29,000-square-foot education and cultural facility will be constructed on a vacant lot at the corner of Seward and Front Streets downtown. The property was right on the edge of the historic district until last night when the Assembly voted to remove it. While the district honors the late 19th and early 20th century architecture of Juneau's original mining period, plans for the Sobolev Center call for traditional Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian designs with modern touches. The city's Historic Resources Advisory Committee recommended the Assembly keep Front Street as part of the historic district, a move that was opposed by Sea Alaska Heritage officials. Heritage Institute President Rosita Wuerl said forcing the nonprofit to redesign the building would be costly and delay the project. Wuerl also called it a serious challenge to their cultural values.
We believe that the design of the center complements the historic district and the history of Juneau by highlighting Native-inspired architectural design and the heritage of the Tlingit Indians that is largely absent from the historic district and all other areas of Juneau.
The Assembly approved the boundary change without any debate. The Heritage Institute has secured most of the estimated $20 million needed for construction. That includes $3 million in sales tax revenue approved by city voters last year. The project could break ground as soon as this year. The facility will be named for the Reverend Dr. Walter Sobolev, a renowned Tlingit elder and scholar who passed away in 2011 at the age of 102. The property will be built is the site of the former Skinner Building, which was destroyed by a fire in 2004. It fell into disrepair and was known as the Pit until Sea Alaska bought it in 2010. Members of a Midtown Anchorage community are proposing that a troubled city park be handed over to the dogs. Residents are fed up with the park being used by people doing drugs, drinking, and engaging in prostitution. They want the park turned into the city's first fenced dog park. Anchorage City Parks Superintendent Holly Spoth Torres says if all goes well, the fenced dog park could be in place by this summer. Alaska prison officials refuse to say how confessed serial killer Israel Keyes obtained a razor before his jail cell suicide. The State Department of Corrections denied a public records request from the Associated Press that seeks to determine why Keyes was able to have a razor in his Anchorage cell. Keyes slit his wrist in December with the blade of a disposable razor that was embedded in a pencil. Keyes was awaiting trial in the 2012 slaying of 18-year-old Anchorage barista Samantha Koenig. And an Ohio woman will spend 2 years in a federal prison for her role that she played in a large-scale drug conspiracy in Alaska. 31-year-old Brenna Sue Hohenstein of Columbus, Ohio, was sentenced in U.S. District Court in Juneau. The U.S. Attorney's Office says she lived in Juneau for about 6 months in 2010. During that time, she was part of a group that received oxycodone from sources in Sacramento, and authorities also say she laundered drug money at Juneau banks. Winter storm warning in effect for most of the day today.